have you been to your local liquor store lately, what they call packies or package stores here in Massachusetts, or in states where beer is sold in gas stations? Have you seen the assortment available? According to the Brewers Association, Americans' consumption of beer actually dropped a little more than 1% last year. But you wouldn't know that looking at all the choices. It turns out that while Americans may be drinking less beer, they're drinking more from small independent brewers. There are now more than 2,000. They employ more than 100,000 people. Retail sales were up 15%, almost $1 billion last year. That totals out at $8.7 billion in sales. And all, again, from the Brewers Association, which, are you picking up a theme here, has created American Craft Beer Week to celebrate. That's coming up in 2 weeks. This week, they're holding the annual Craft Brewers Conference in San Diego. Joining us from there, Julia Herz, Craft Beer Program Director at the Brewers Association. And Julia, do we understand you are a certified Cicerone?
Yes, I am, Robin.
And what does that mean?
That's kind of the beer world's version of a sommelier, but I'm kind of a guide towards all better beer.
I should say to start, I'm not a beer drinker, and I went to college. Imagine that. but I have with me a colleague, Kevin, who's going to help us out here. But my understanding is that microbreweries have been around for decades. So what's new with the craft beer business?
I think you've got a localization in our culture going on, and it's not just unique to beer. It's a localization getting back to people being more informed about what they consume and enjoy, look at on the restaurant level. And so the same thing's happening with beer, and supporting your local brewery has become very important to many beer lovers.
I've seen them in the liquor stores. It's just amazing. I mean, there's so many choices, but tick off some that come to mind to you.
We have documented 140 beer styles, and there's 13,000 plus beer labels in the marketplace. And that doesn't even include what's being made at your local brew pub, because those beers are just circulating so quickly and are often not packaged. So I like to answer, and I get asked a lot, what's your favorite beer? And it's definitely the one in my hand at the time.
Well, let's see if Kevin has the same opinion. Kevin Sullivan joins us in the studio. Kevin has several bottles in front of you. Pick
Yum.
One. Poor guy, has this assignment. But pick one. How about Brinkley's Maibock from the Free State Brewery in Lawrence, Kansas?
So it has a goat on the label here.
That's a traditional thing, Kevin, for a Maibock, is a goat on the label.
Okay.
What does that mean, a Maibock?
Well, it means May, traditionally enjoyed in May. So it's a spring-style beer, so very appropriate right now. And it's a German lager style, but pushing the envelope maybe a little bit more malty or fuller in flavor probably if Foothills is doing what most American brewers do.
Go for it, Kev. What do you think? Maltier?
Yeah, it is a little maltier. It does have a really nice head on it, though, too, which is nice.
That's the foam?
That's the foam on top.
The collar of foam is probably beautiful. This is radio, but we can just envision it.
So, Julia, there's the Brinkley Maibock from Lawrence, Kansas. But can anybody, I mean, how does it work? Can anybody just say, I'm doing beer? How do you have to get licensed?
Well, you have an estimated 750,000 home brewers in the United States. And on top of that, as you mentioned, we have 2,000 plus breweries right now. So, yeah, to be commercial and to sell, there's absolutely a formal system, and you do have to be licensed. And frankly, it's one of the most highly regulated and highly taxed businesses to probably try and get into is brewing a fermented beverage.
Yeah.
And Julia, I just wanted to bring something up since we have a great craft beer store in my hometown of Belmont. Something they told me is they have gypsy brewers where anyone can sort of rent out facilities to brew it.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got a lot of creative versions of what a modern brewery is today. And a gypsy brewer is one where they will be very versed in brewing certain recipes, and they'll go around and get certain breweries to help them brew that recipe. And then that brewery often sells that beer under their license.
Huh. Sort of like an incubating system. Well, we've got another beer for you here, Kevin. It's Colette Farmhouse Ale from the Great Divide Brewing Company in Denver.
While he's pouring that, this is from my neck of the woods, out of Denver, you said. Great Divide Brewing Company doing amazing things. And a Saison's traditionally a farmhouse-style ale that's made in the wintertime, a little bit higher in alcohol, probably 7%, give or take. And that farmhouse term, when you hear that applied to a beer, usually means it's a little bit funkified. There's some fun yeast
funkified
in there that'll give it some wild flavors and
kick,
a lot more complexity.
Now, while he's drinking, Julie, you mentioned, 8% did you say alcohol? Is that high for beer?
Well, Robin, you drink wine, and it's on average 12% alcohol.
Okay.
So it's all relative. And of those 140 beer styles that I mentioned, the average is about 5% ABV or alcohol by volume.
Okay.
Just depends on the beer style.
So what did you think, Kev, of the Colette Farmhouse Ale?
I liked it. It had a little bit of a stronger taste, which I think is what she was referring to.
That's what you're saying, Julia, that it had...
Well, you've probably got phenols in there from the yeast that will give maybe a little bit clove flavors.
That's what it was, a clove flavor.
Ah. Do you actually, I mean, do you have tastings? As we said, you're a cicerone.
Yes.
Sort of like a sommelier. When you have tastings, do you cleanse your palate and everything as someone would with wine?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, you try not to take it all too seriously. It's all about fun and enjoying what you intake. But, yeah, cleansing your palate's a really good thing. Traditionally, in judging, we've got the World Beer Cup going on in San Diego this week, which is the Olympics of beer. And our judges will judge 8 to 12 beers in a flight, and that's about it. Otherwise, they're going to hit palate fatigue.
Palate fatigue. Do you have palate fatigue yet, Kev?
Not yet.
We have one called La Perouse White from the Maui Brewing Company, of course, in Hawaii. It's in a can. Let me roll that over there. Very pretty design. Looks like waves on it.
I hear cans are coming back.
Is that true, Julia?
Yeah, cans are definitely coming back, and you've got a movement going on now of craft brewers today. It seems like every month we're hearing more and more about them packaging in cans, and it's a lighter package, less expensive to ship. They will also argue, the craft brewers that use cans, that you won't have influence from sunlight or fluorescent light, and that will prevent something called skunking.
Ooh.
Which as sunlight hits a beer, it can and does change the flavors and give you some sulfur aromatics and the like. So cans are becoming very popular.
Okay, so
I'm going to try this one out of the can.
Yeah.
We'll see how it is.
There you go. Mm-hmm. La Perouse White.
It's good. It says it's a Belgian ale. So does it have wheat in it?
Yeah, a wit. It's a traditional wit beer that is maybe amped up, but definitely wheat is a part of that flavor. And it's probably got a cloudy experience. Are you seeing clouds in there? Are you lost
you
in
know,
the clouds?
I thought you meant you as know. A result.
It's good. It's light. I tend to like more hoppier beers like IPAs and things like that.
Julie, a couple questions. Are major American companies, you know, looking at this trend and maybe trying to, you know, Budweiser, Miller, trying to co-opt it?
Yeah, I mean, the large brewing companies is definitely something we're watching because they are losing share. Overall, the $95.5 billion U.S. beer market is definitely growing because of craft, but the large brewers, the top 10 brands, have lost barrels over the last few years. And with the shift of American beer lovers being into more flavorful beers, the large brewing companies do have versions of beers that we're starting to see from them that I would refer to as domestic specialty brands. And it's anyone's guess of where that will all go.
My question is, if you're a beer drinker, do you want to beware and make sure that it's a locally brewed beer, if that's part of what craft beer means to you?
Right. If it matters to you to support your local businesses, then you definitely want to be aware of who makes the brands of beer that you enjoy. And supporting your local brewery is definitely a movement among beer lovers.
But I just have one last question. Kevin, how many fingers am I holding up? Julia Hertz, craft beer program director at the Brewers Association, holding its annual conference in San Diego this week, along with the Craft Beer Cup. American Craft Beer Week is coming up. We have all sorts of information for you at hereandnow.org. Julia, thanks.
Thank you so much.